Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe. I do want to say...
usually precedes something good.
Something great. So... And it's just, this is another thing where just the media isn't saying this. Why can't this become a bigger deal? If you are the trash talker, if you are doing the thing in the face, if you're pointing at your ring, and you get a lot of vitriol or hate or whatever you want, social media, you know, and I get death threats are a different thing, but whatever. I think there is a level of credible death threat and online, hey, I wish you would die type thing. I don't know. The point is, you are building this. You want to be a villain. Then when you get it, and if you have a press conference after a big loss and you're crying throughout the whole press conference, what would we do if Tony Romo was crying throughout a press conference? What would you do if...
Draymond likes being the villain, the guy to stick up for his team. And yeah, if he cried after a game, we would all mock him.
Right.
He kind of just owns it.
But we're not allowed to mock these women because...
They're women.
Because they're women, because it's, you know... But wait, no, I thought they're just athletes. I thought we're only judging them on being an athlete.
Although, you know, and I know that this hits very close to home for you, but LeBron is the king of this.
Literal sobbing tears?
Well, I just mean that, like, he holds himself up as like, oh, everybody's out to get me. Everybody's out to get me.
I'm just saying, let's add in, if
he gets like a slight negative coverage, it's, well, I know, everybody's just rooting on me to fail.
And it's, I know, like, then that's hilarious, dude, we laugh at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you mock it. I don't know. It's just, if you're going to have a press conference, you're the bad boy of college basketball and all this, and then you do lose, and then it's a sobbing press conference. I just don't know that we can take that seriously.
You can't get to her.
Well, I feel that she has just proven that you can get to her. Let's move on to Old Nasty.
I thought you were into her.
No, I love that she's nasty.
Okay.
Kim Mulkey? Not till they leave. What do we have on Kim Mulkey now?
So you want Cameron Brink. He wants Kim Mulkey.
I'm not saying I want her. I'm just saying.
Don't say want. That feels very...
Yes. Like
desire?
Attracted to?
Okay.
Just wouldn't be against her pushing him around.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
I'm the weird one when you ask...
He's not looking for it, but if she came in and just started, you know...
Yeah, no, if she drop-stepped me
and anyway,
just
Kim Mulkey,
yammered one on my head.
You literally just said you wanted her to crush you like a walnut, yet I'm the weirdo for saying want.
All right, so let's get on to the salty Kim Mulkey.
Hi, Coach. Two quick questions. First, you know, it seemed like...
Where are you from?
Sorry.
Yes, identify...
Are you serious?
Sorry, I'm Adler.
This is such a bad bit.
Two quick questions. Just what went into...
Coach, and then...
Where are
so
you
now,
from?
I love it.
Right, Brown.
It's so funny, too, because then I watched this, and I watched the Iowa press conference this morning, just prepping the audio. And the Iowa coach is like the sweetest lady, just whatever. Yeah, she'll handle every question easily, but Kim Mulkey. And she also just lost, but still.
Yeah.
It's fun. Now, here is this was a viral moment. And I didn't hear the context. Once you hear the context, you will say, oh, this was intended to be a viral moment by the person asking the question. Tell me if you agree or disagree, Jake, after I play this.
Dan Zakrzewski, Outkick.com. Coach, your team wasn't on the floor during the national anthem.
So did you catch?
Yeah, of course. It's your brother-in-law's website.
Yes, Outkick.com. Is looking for controversy, looking. You just want the clicks, which we do too, but we're just not as good at it as OutKick is. Yeah. But yes, they are. They asked this question probably full knowing this is not an issue. It's never been an issue. Teams. Anyway, let's.
Dan Zakshevsky, OutKick.com. Coach, your team wasn't on the floor during the national anthem. First part, was that a conscious decision on your part? Second, can you say what the team was doing during that time?
Honestly, I don't even know when the anthem was played. We kind of have a routine where we are on the floor, and then they come off at the 12-minute mark.
That's when the
anthem. We just, I don't know, and we come in and we do our pregame stuff. I'm sorry. I that's nothing intentionally done.
Jacques Dussault, WAP-TV in Baton Rouge.
Okay, so now, yeah, we're on to the next thing. But he got what he wanted. He got to ask the question and have her say no. Now, I don't know if he actually intended her to say what was her intent. Kim Mulkey?
Yeah, no, it's like if ridiculous.
If you could rank the college coaches on who do you think is, let's say, more MAGA, would probably put Kim Mulkey up there, right?
Of course.
So as far as the culture wars and all that kind of stuff, like, is Kim Mulkey trying to send a message by not? Are you kidding?
Dude, what kind of loser do you have to be like watching a women's college basketball team warm up and be like, where are they?
Right. They left the floor.
The anthem's like, come on.
And I'm not familiar with the women's game, but the men are in the locker room for every national anthem.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
And it didn't change at some point. You know, when they do have the big games, like even, you know, they might make it a spectacle for TV and everybody's out there for the net, you know.
That guy was asking that question because of the Washington Post article. There was a spotlight on Baylor's program, or excuse me, LSU's program, and he wanted to hop in on that. That's it. That's all it was.
So if you have half a brain, you realize this was all just somebody, again, he's working for clicks. This is OutKick's game. They're just looking. They love the culture wars. Culture wars not only gets people fired up into the ballot box, but it also gets people fired up to head to your website and endorse your product, right? Culture war.
Of course.
So the Louisiana governor gets wind of this. His name is Jeff Landry. And it's hops on Twitter.
Bobby Jindal anymore?
He says...
I think that got a slight laugh over there. The fact that I remember...
Okay.
Yeah. It was just always really funny to me that Louisiana had an Indian governor.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, tweets, "My mother coached women's high school basketball during the height of desegregation."
Okay.
"No one has a greater respect for the sport and for Coach Mulkey. However, above respect for the game is a deeper respect for those that serve to protect us and unite us under one flag. It is time that all college boards, including Regent, put a policy in place that student athletes be present for the national anthem or risk their athletic scholarship. Mm. This is a matter of respect that all collegiate coaches should instill." The LSU athletic director released a statement saying, "Our basketball programs have not been on the court for the anthem for the last several seasons. Usually the anthem is played 12 minutes before the game when the team is in the locker room doing final preparations." The point is, this dumb governor jumped right in, or probably, maybe, I guess, because it gets you to the ballot box, right?
Right.
And knew, oh, culture war, I'm in. Gosh, he did feel a little bit like, man, I really love Mulkey. I got to show my respect for her in here. I don't know at all how his mother coaching high school basketball during desegregation
seems irrelevant.
Is ties into this at all.
Yeah. Seems Seems pretty unnecessary.
But I just thought you'd enjoy that whole thing that flamed up for kind of a few seconds, and then it's
look
kind of dying down. But
we know with 100% certainty that had it happened a little bit closer to where we are right now, sports mayor would be involved. One way or the other.
As far as, yeah.
He just...
I mean, he is sports mayor. I shouldn't
yeah.
even think that he possibly wouldn't be.
No.
Are we looking for... is it time to switch gears, Blake?
It is.
And go to a guest?
We're going to be going way late today, aren't we?
Yeah.
I don't think so. What's way late? I got to get back for couples night.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Joining us now on the Stinking Chop House hotline. Nah, it's not that.
No, it's not. I think that might have been illegal.
Just to give a free plug to somebody? Yeah. Anyway, joining us now on the steakhouse that I'm going to tonight hotline, but I don't want to go to. It's the former Rangers employee, Dustin Tatro. He's our old friend. He's the organist, Jake. He has an organ that he plays, not the way you play with your organ.
Okay.
Well, I bet he might dabble in that sometimes. Dustin, Dustin, do you read me?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm glad to see the Dumb Zone doing so well. As a radio guy myself, yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
That's right, Dustin Tatro. Is it Tatro? Jake was yelling at me earlier to pronounce your name correctly.
That's right.
Okay. Because I went with Tatro.
So that's wrong.
Yeah, Jake. So the reason we wanted to have you on is we were out at Rangers opening day, and we noticed you were not, and then kind of saw you on Twitter kind of venting some frustrations about the fact that you are not there anymore. So I thought we'd, since you're kind of an old friend, pop you on and see what's up. What's going on?
I'd say I'm a bit more heartbroken about it than I am frustrated and mad. It's definitely when it's something that every 10 seconds, hey, this is who you are, and all of a sudden it's gone. It's not an easy thing.
So what happened?
But we're still World Series champions, so that kind of makes it all better.
We are indeed. What happened?
Best I can tell is just some changes and ideas during the off season. I haven't been clued into a lot of it. I wasn't even aware they were totally going to be nixing the organ and some other things until I realized what was going on during the first home exhibition game last Monday. And it was all electric guitar and techno synthesizer, and you know, I kind of could pick up then what was going on.
So wait, like you were there?
No, I wasn't there. I was actually sitting in my office listening to the game come in over the satellite. Four of the six stations that I manage are Rangers affiliates, so I was actually listening to the game. We actually caught a little bit of the national anthem last Monday night on the broadcast,
okay,
which was electric guitar.
But they didn't, like, did they talk to you in the off season about what their plans were?
Not really. For the first time ever, I have a kind of a written agreement that I'm the guy whose stuff they're going to use, but nobody had let me know they were cutting all of that. But by all means, it's not just the organ that's gone. There's a lot of other things that have been noticed.
Like what?
In fact, one of the more recent ones we just figured out is nobody has seen the steel bass for the kids yet. That isn't there. Obviously, Cotton Eye Joe has been replaced with mainstream hip-hop for the most part after the stretch. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is an electric guitar now, and every one of the crowd prompts is not organ now. And I have gotten a lot of people reaching out to me, both on public Twitter and private message and everything, since Thursday night. And a lot of people are not happy about all of those changes.
So you weren't there live?
No. When last time we talked was when baseball was beginning for the season at the end of July 2020, and it was a whole library of recorded things that I had put together. That's how we had been doing things through last season. So even for the two World Series games was my recordings that I set here in the living room at the house and make on this, you know, vintage Hammond, and put on the cloud for them to use. In fact, I had created a few little things to use during the World Series games, but it still was not live even as of the end of last season.
You're there now? Are you at the organ now?
I am.
Okay. So, like, what did you put together for the World Series?
Well, for instance, here's one of them.
What was this going to be used during?
I think you'd probably recognize that one.
What do we got there? For those who don't.
That's Creed Higher. As you remember, a lot of the story during the postseason is this team just singing Creed songs to each other. Yeah. So that's one of the little covers I put together just for postseason last year.
Okay. Well, I apologize if I spoke over it. What else did you have ready?
Obviously, this one for, I don't know, it seems to be a favorite of Dallas sports radio fans, people that are Rangers and Stars fans, mainly because of a big friend of ours. Little Blink-182, of course.
I know you'll be at my show.
The Dunza, Dunza, Dunza.